Hello, folks, and welcome to News from the Boo. This is your weekly update about what is going on in and around Cebu. I'm Delphine Crescenzo, and how to say this? Becky Myers is leaving. And it's tough. It's tough. It's great. It's beautiful, but it's tough for me. So I wanted to do your exit interview for News from the Boo because I think I think this is the thing that I love the most about you is how much I've learned, you know, interacting with you. I've learned so much about, you know, development, of course, because this has been our relationship, but I've also learned about being a leader and, you know, and being in this radio world. And, you know, and also like learn about the meaning of Cebu and why it is even, yeah, not that I didn't know before why it was so important to keep it going, but you helped me see, you know, different depth to radio, to the radio world and to the community radio world and to community radio in particular. So my first question for you is, Becky, what have you learned at Cebu? That's a hard question. It's a long question because it's been like almost 4 years of you working at Cebu. Mm-hmm.
I have learned, I think, a lot about myself first and foremost. I came into Cebu, I think, totally willing and wanting to collaborate with people and work together. It's a community radio station, so being a part of a community was something I was really open and interested in, but I, you know, frankly, didn't really know how to be a part of the community very well. Being at Cebu has given me the opportunity to learn about what it means to communicate with others in a healthy way, how to, you know, be present in places that are sometimes really uncomfortable, and learn from it and then grow with other people around me together to work towards a really important common goal. So that part was really important. One of my biggest takeaways from Cebu, I didn't know anything about development when I first started. So being in the midst of it and, you know, in a place that kind of it demanded a lot of like learning and like how to do things. And that was really cool because not only, you know, was I learning on demand and that being like a really good way to do so, I had creativity, like I had space to kind of play around with ideas, with messages. And, you know, that doesn't often happen in the development world at your first job. So I was really thankful for that. And Cebu has taught me a lot about that. I mean, I've probably said this over and over, but Cebu has taught me literally everything about radio and more so has given me at least the framework by which I could seek out information about what I didn't know. And I'm really thankful for that.
So much that you've brought to Cebu. I'm so glad that you talked about, you know, a little bit of the different things that Cebu brought to you, because I feel you then in return gave back, you know. So, you know, like around development, it's so awesome to hear, you know, that you've learned so much, because I think that you've also been able to help Cebu learn, you know, about this culture of philanthropy, of giving and being okay to give, you know, for the betterment of our community and being okay with asking, you know, for what it is that we need. But then I also think around the, you know, talking about your creativity, thank you so much for bringing to Cebu consistency with our brand. What beautiful logos we've been having under your tenure and like consistent, beautiful images for drives and for annual reports and for our newsletters. So it's been amazing. And then also the radio, you've been contributing to several collective, a different nature and Radio Geekly. Talk a little bit about what it is that you taking, where are you going next, and what are you taking with you from Cebu to your next place?
Well, I'm going to KCAW in Sitka, Alaska, which is a community radio station that was founded in 1982, and it provides services for a huge region along the Alaskan coast south of Juneau. They are, and because they're the only radio station in so much of that area, They do a variety of programs, including NPR Morning Edition, BBC World News, and Democracy Now. So I think that their approach is like pretty broad when it comes to like conveying information on a national and worldwide scene, but also their live, their state reporting and the collaboration that they have with other groups around Alaska is really interesting. And so coming up to that kind of scene will be, I mean, it's not too far from KBOO in that way. I'm really excited to play around with the some ideas that I have around engagement and programming and test what it might be to come from a data standpoint of making decisions when you don't really have information available to you. Because unlike KBOO, that, you know, we exist in this place, a metropolitan market of several million people, this market is about 9,000 people and probably fewer in like the individual translator communities. So what, how are you determining your success metrics, and how are you figuring out how you're going to even gather that information? I would really be interested in figuring out that, and I'll play around with it. It's also how do you make decisions around programming collectively and within a community that you know, may have different ideas, they have different, you know, needs in a situation like this. And so how are you able to do that as well? So I'm interested in that. KBOO's given me like a lot of space for radio creativity for sure in programming. And so I think that there's an opportunity to like innovate and, you know, try different things and then put them on a national stage that will be, it'll be interesting to see how they fly. It's a cool test scenario. There's a wonderful community of artistic and creative people up there. And so I think it'll be interesting to work with them on this.
So tell me, what is the thing that you're going to miss the most about KBOO? If there is one thing.
Oh my God, if there is one thing, well then I don't have to answer, right? Because there are like a million other things, right? well, I kind of have grown attached to my blue closet. Thank you for helping me get there, Del, who painted and constructed it, by the way. I will miss, I mean, I hope it doesn't sound ridiculous. The carpet and the Arum in production one are like my like design inspirations forever. Everyone, if you get a chance to go and see that, you need to like take a look. It's better than PDX airport carpet by like 1,000%. I love the warmth that I experienced from everybody in the community when I work with them in any amount of way. So if I'm in the phone bank for a drive, or I'm, you know, in the air room doing a show, or if I'm simply just checking my mail, I found that KBOO gave me my first real taste of being in a community that kind of self-selects itself. Instead of it being, you know, I'm in school, or like I had to join the civic club, or the places where you have that obligation, radio makes it an obligation of time and attention, but you don't have to be there. And that I get to meet incredible people who want to be there, who want to work towards this like equitable media that's, you know, more permeating than the way that we're being fed information now, that we follow a mission, is something I will truly miss. Mm-hmm. Also working with you, but that's really obvious.
That is obvious. Is there anything that you're not going to miss about KBOO? Is there anything that, you know, you feel that you're happy you're going to leave behind with our community?
Oh, that is a tough one. Well, you know, to get deep into it, KBOO being so institutionalized and being 50, it means that, you know, I mean, in my adult life as an analog, I carry the wounds of the traumas that I have suffered in my body, and I don't recognize it because we're often taught that, you know, we need to push that aside so that we can continue going forward. at the detriment of like a deeper understanding and mindfulness of what we are and how we've been affected. And I'm not saying I'm not gonna miss it, but I think that KBOO has some hard work ahead of it. I think that we, all of us that have been part of the station, should look and reflect deeply on like what are the horrible things that have happened and how has that affected our decision making and the way that we view the world. And I think from that kind of deeper healing, we would be able to go further and do the amazing stuff that we should. But it's hard work and it's kind of painful. How do we even begin to like, you know, get started on that? I don't have all the answers, but, you know, I think thinking about it, everybody, and considering what that might mean, and then being open and generous with that, whatever that process needs to look like over the coming years, because it's not a short-term thing either, is going to be essential. And I don't envy you in having to do that work. But I think that foundationally, like, we all have to look critically at like how our systems have been developed and our culture has been developed. And, you know, I think it's not KBOO specifically. I think it's probably nonprofits, because we all carry the difficulty and pain of being underfunded, having to support really important critical missions to the functioning of society, and yet not getting any support from anything else. And then seeing that support go to things like wars or like corporate miscreants stealing from us. I mean, there are lots of things that make it difficult, and not specifically to KBOO. Specific to KBOO, I will not miss that little like bathroom, and it smells like weird all the time. I'm not gonna miss that. I really dread going in it. I think it's just a pipe or something. I don't know.
We are renovating the bathroom. So how can people stay connected with you? But then also, are there going to be ways that you are going to stay connected with Portland and with Oregon? Because you also have been on the board of Freeform Portland. You're also a part of Oregon Community Media. So and other ways.
Yeah, I will be continuing that work remotely, and I hope to be a resource to everybody at KBOO, if there are questions about development, if, you know, something needs just like another eye or brain to kind of back up anything, I'm going to be a part of that. I mean, KBOO is my home. Like, it's the place I grew up, and I don't think I could ever really not be a part of that. Okay. But what was the question again? I'm sorry. I started getting embarrassed.
No, I'm starting to cry too. I don't remember my question.
Connected. Okay, yeah. So please stay in touch if you're listening and want to, you know, hear about what I have going on. I'm starting a little mailing list, but I don't remember the link. But you can email me, Rebecca.Myers@gmail.com. And I can add you to that list. I know some of you don't do the Facebook thing, and that's probably just as well. But you can stay in touch and email. And I'm going to be coming back in mid-January for about a week to make sure like everything gets sorted. I'm kind of leaving in the, you know, like this liminal state, because it's really hard, it turns out, to like set up a house from like thousands of miles away on a remote watery island. I don't know.
Becky, it's going to be hard for me not to work with you. I mean, I just want to say as those final words that, you know, your passion, your commitment, you know, your drive is just really, truly inspiring, you know, and from, you know, from the minute we started working together, I told you this job is yours one day, you know, because you are absolutely qualified to be a station manager, to lead a radio station. And I can't wait to hear, you know, how this station that you're going to is growing, and then how hopefully you're staying connected to our community and coming back around, you know. This is what you allowed listeners. You allowed for growth. As Becky said, she came 4 years ago to KBOO with very, very little knowledge, and has been able to use the resources that you've provided to create even more resources for all of us, hundreds of thousands of them. of dollars. She's been amazing, really trying to build, you know, our base, you know, and increase, you know, what we can do so that the impact is further. So I wish you the best. I know that we're going to stay in touch, and I just want to thank you again, you know, publicly for being this authentic human being that I've really enjoyed working with and learning from over the last couple of years. And I can't wait to see how our friendship grows. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you all for listening to News from the Boo. I hope you love Becky as much as I do. And Mike Crenshaw will be your host next week. Take care.
You were listening to KBOO Portland. Stay tuned. Coming up next is Right to Survive.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the comedy show Mental Health at the Mic on Wednesday, October 10th at 7 p.m. at the Helium Comedy Club in Portland. Mental Health at the Mic is a comedy show to benefit stand-up comedy classes and socialization programs for Portlanders with mental health challenges and experiences. This two-hour comedy event will feature several stand-up comics who will perform jokes about their mental health experiences. Again, that's Mental Health at the Mic on Wednesday, October 10th at 7 p.m. at the Helium Comedy Club, 1510 Southeast 9th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the film screening of Mother, Daughter, Sister on Saturday, October 13th, from 4 to 6 p.m. at Cinema 21 in Portland. Mother, Daughter, Sister exposes the Burmese military's practice of using rape as a weapon of war. Testimonies from survivors, witnesses, and activists explore the far-reaching impact of sexual violence upon women and communities as they call for